Now let's lead off with the latest on the coronavirus in McLean County. Governor J.B. Pritzker projects the state will reach its COVID-19 peak in mid-April. Public health officials here say it's too soon to project when cases could peak locally. But Melissa Graven with the County Health Department says she expects the number of cases to keep rising for a while.
We knew we were going to see more cases. These cases are simply just the tip of a really big iceberg. We know and fully anticipate we're going to see a lot more.
Yesterday, McLean County added 4 more COVID-19 cases, bringing our total to 17. Of those 4 new people, 2 are women in their 70s in the hospital, 1 in intensive care. The county now has 4 patients in the ICU. Meanwhile, fewer than 200 people were tested for COVID-19 in the first 2 days of drive-up testing in the McLean County Fairgrounds. David Hopper with the McLean County Health Department says the turnout was underwhelming.
We were definitely hopeful there would have been more, and we hope that as this week goes along, there will be more people taking advantage of this local screening opportunity.
The state loosened testing restrictions after the first day, but it's still only open to symptomatic healthcare workers, first responders, seniors, and those with underlying medical conditions. Meanwhile, Illinois National Guard soldiers based in Normal will help respond to the pandemic. 15 soldiers from the 404th Maneuver Enhancement Brigade will head to the Metro East area to help county health departments there gather data and report it to state authorities. The use of that unit, based at Heartland Community College, is part of an additional 115 Guard soldiers called up by Governor Pritzker.
And I just want to say the work that the Illinois National Guard and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers have already done, what they're capable of doing, is truly phenomenal. I mean, incredible stuff.
Pritzker says the McLean County Health Department and other downstate agencies will be receiving, by today, more personal protective equipment, or PPE. He says the federal government has failed to deliver Illinois the quantities of PPE requested in its last 3 shipments. Among the 8 Illinois deaths from COVID-19 reported yesterday was an individual at Stateville Correctional Center. There were also nearly 80 inmates at the Joliet prison who've been placed in isolation. Also among those testing positive and in isolation were 11 staff members. Illinois Public Health Director Dr. Ngaze Ezike says the congested setting of prisons makes it difficult to do social isolation.
Those who are incarcerated obviously live and work and eat and study and recreate all within that same environment, heightening the potential for COVID-19 to spread really quickly once it's introduced.
Pritzker says there are protocols being followed at prisons, including the use of PPE. There have been more than 5,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Illinois and 73 deaths. An additional 461 cases were reported yesterday. See more on these stories and our daily blog at wglt.org/coronavirus.